WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
But maybe I'm alive because I didn't really want to die. But nothing very special ever happens in my life.
Here we go.
Yes.
It's 7:37 of Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? Hey, real quick, before you get into it, because I forgot about this. This is kind of important. Tony Hawk, you know that, right? Coming out with the new video game. Remember Tony Hawk's 900 and how important that was and how crazy it was he did a 900?
Yeah.
An 11-year-old Brazilian skater, Guy Curie is his name. 11 years old, just did a 1080. It's got it on. It's online now.
Damn,
1080,
dude.
1080, dude. A 1080 on a skateboard.
Well, maybe you should have talked about this in sports when we had time to talk about it.
I missed it by a break. Sorry.
God, you're worthless. Just effing worthless.
Still out there. Still got it out there.
All right. No, that's dope. That's crazy. I can't even ride a skateboard all that well, let alone do a 1080.
11. He's 11. That's the other amazing part of it.
Well, he's tiny. It's easy for him to go around. Those are tiny little circles. It's tiny, tiny little circles. Anyway, folks, let's get to it. Your topic for the day today. The object closest to your left is now the only weapon you have in a zombie apocalypse. What kind of shape are you in? When I wrote this, I actually did it on my phone while I was sitting on the toilet. So for me, it was a toilet paper. That was the closest thing. Because the toilet paper rolls in. So I'm not going to do too well.
You're screwed.
Yeah.
No, you're screwed. What are you getting, a mummy? What are you getting, a mummy up the...
I'm going to wrap them up real fast. I could throw it at him, you know, and maybe that would distract him for a little bit.
You know? Or maybe wrap his eyes up so he can't see you.
Then he can't see me. There you go. There you go.
Well, I don't know how I don't know how well off I am either, Brock.
What do you got?
Because he's currently sleeping right now. Tito, get up. We got some zombies to fight.
Yeah. No, that's I wouldn't. That's technically an animal, but I'll let it slide. Actually, you'd be good with Tito, that murderer. He'd just end up murdering all the zombies.
He is.
Good Lord. I just
have to trick Tito into making him think they're little mice.
Yeah. Yeah, train your cat to now be an attack cat for zombies. I think you'd be okay.
Definitely.
What's
not
What's the
right
first
now,
inanimate object that you have?
Keyboard. Got a keyboard right
All
here.
Right, you could get a few whacks in, I'm guessing.
Yeah. You know? I'm going to beat him with some keys, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the movie. Ever seen the movie Wanted, where he smacks him in the face with a keyboard?
Yes, yes.
The keys come off, and it spells F-U.
That's funny. We'll do that. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Toilet keyboard. Paper and keyboards. That's good. We want to hear from you, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get to your answers. There are some awesome answers on Facebook. So go to the WIRX Facebook page. You can comment now. The object closest to your left is now your only weapon in a zombie apocalypse. What kind of shape are you in? Hopefully you're going to do better than Hunter and I. But judging by some of the answers I've seen already, we're all screwed. We're going to be back in a few. Stick around.
Brock and the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Goosebumps, bro.
And now.
I gotta be quiet.
Still sleeping.
She's still sleeping.
Damn it. Bad timing. And now, the starting lineup for the Plan B Morning Show.
You wake her ass up. That bum up.
Then she gets pissed, and then I gotta deal with that for a little while.
What are you doing shouting at me?
No, it's like, here's the thing. She wakes up happy. Usually she wakes up happy and makes breakfast, and I get some of that breakfast.
All right, I'll let it slide. I'll let your timidness slide because breakfast in the morning from a happy wife is a lot better.
Don't worry, though. After I'm done eating, man. And now!
You just throw the plate in the ground.
I slam it like a football like I scored.
Wake up, bitch! Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 7:47. Brock, Hunter, we're on your topic of the day today. The closest object to your left is now your only weapon in a zombie apocalypse. What kind of shape are you in? Rick said a stainless cup with a half cup of cran pineapple juice in it.
Huh.
I mean, stainless steel cup, that would, I mean, you could get some wax in.
Maybe
right?
Maybe throw the cranberry juice in his face and distract him.
That'd be good for one zombie, and then you're screwed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jessica said, my Kindle isn't going to do much for me. Again, maybe a smash or two, but yeah, you're not going to last very long.
Maybe you could frisbee it, you know?
Yeah. Turn it into a boomerang. I don't know if that would work or not. Let's see. Josh said, to my left is an invisible alien weapon with the powers not of this world. Looks to fire 100 to 200 bursts per minute and has Wi-Fi so I can plug my Pandora through and listen to zombie-killing metal or catch up on my favorite shows all while slaying zombies. I don't think you're playing by the right rules there, Josh.
What is it?
It's an invisible alien weapon.
I think he's high.
I think Josh is high. That sounds about right. I think he's high right now.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's so rough, buddy. So
let's see. Patty said, my purse.
You know, some old ladies can beat the hell out of people with purses. I've seen it. I've seen it on YouTube. Have you seen that video that the lady is crossing the road? This makes me laugh thinking about it.
I think, actually, a purse, you know, yeah, my mom, she could murder someone. She swung that purse hard enough, for sure.
It's the one where the lady's crossing the road and the guy's in his Corvette or something. And then he honks the horn. And she just, wham!
All right, so I'm teaming up with Patty. Patty's going to take down some zombies with that purse.
Yeah. You got effing Mother Goose over here swinging a purse, just knocking zombies out. I love it, dude.
You're sitting there cowering in fear as a zombie horde approaches you, and out of nowhere comes this little old lady. She's got, like, the Rambo bandana tied on her head, and she's just whipping that purse around.
She's, like, 4'4" with a hunchback and just knocking zombies out.
Thank you, sweet old lady in your purse.
For God's sakes, what do you got in that thing?
You saved me. I'd never tell. It's my purse, and it's none of your damn business, sonny. Now, let's go. All right, let's take a quick break. We got more of your zombie weapons when we come back. Stick around.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Here we go. Good morning. 7:56. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid? What's up?
Your topic for today, the object closest to your left is now your only weapon in a zombie apocalypse. How are you going to do with it? We got some great answers on Facebook. I just like Tony. Tony said, toilet paper. See you in hell.
No, oh, man. It's too valuable to get rid of.
Yeah.
You want to waste it.
Yep. Jeff said a roll of toilet paper. A lot of people answering questions on the toilet. I like it. To be fair, I did write this on the toilet, so that's all right. Let's see. Kathy said, I'm screwed. I have a box of Kleenex. Andrea said, a cabinet door with hinges still on. You could do all right with that. You could do some whacking. Peggy said, a sleeping pug. Yeah, you're screwed.
Wow.
Alicia said, a spray bottle filled with water. Maybe they don't like the water in their face.
They're like cats. They hate water and spray bottles. You spray them and they stay. Ah! Get in the way.
Get out of here, zombie. Get out of here.
What are you trying to train your zombie? What are you doing?
Bad zombie. Bad.
Do you put it on the spray mode or you put it on like this? What's the other mode? Like the stream mode?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to do right. Like if it's a powerful enough stream, it'll go right through their head. let's see. Jason said a back massager wand. Yeah.
That's not
back massage. It's for your back.
Not for your wife's back there, buddy.
Masturbate these zombies to death?
There you go.
Let's see. Jennifer said a pillow. You know, something funny to me about just biffing zombies with a pillow, you know? Because we've all had that pillow fight where it escalates too far and someone just straight up, you know, what's up with the pillow, you know?
Yeah. Pillow fights were classic. Yeah. Until you get sent to the principal's office because you had candy in your pillow.
What?
Yeah. I put candy in my pillowcase once just to carry candy around. Because we had a lock-in. Remember the old lock-ins?
Yeah.
Well, it was a massive pillow fight, and I forgot I had candy, and I was just knocking people.
You're a real piece of trash, even back then. We'll end with Blake's. Blake had a perfect one. It was a banana peel. He just finished a banana and a banana.
Oh,
the
man.
Zombies going to be slipping all over the place, man.
Well.
And it'd be hilarious, too. We could all get a good laugh out of it, watching these zombies comically slip on banana peels.
Here's the question. Do you get multiple slips out of one banana peel, or is it one slip, one peel?
We'll have to test it out. We'll test it out.